This is like the fifth time trying to do this, dude. First and foremost, you guys, I'm glad you guys didn't try to see me parallel park. Because it is 10 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. We're live here on another episode of True Speech with the King. It's episode 514. Mind you, let me get back to the story. You should have seen me try to parallel park. Because like the other day, I did pretty well. I mean, it's like a matter of... It's not trial and error because there's no room for error here. It's just like, oh my God, it's something you got to practice. It's something you got to do unstressed. There's certain things you can't do stressed out, man. Because like if you do things stressed out, your input of work or output of work, what we should say, it's not going to be as sharp. It's not going to be as sharp. You're not going to be as focused. You're not going to be as ready for whatever it is you want to do. And for most people, I'd like to say more people and most people with the brain would say that whatever it is you're putting your mind into and your time into, it's not working in your favor because your preparation was inaccurate. The way you went about your work was inaccurate. And it very much so happens. It occurs. It transpires. If you are incorrect, if you lack preparation, if you lack your focus, some things aren't guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is deserved. And nothing is earned. Because the simple fact of things being taken away, things being underlooked or underestimated and the outcomes happen that people aren't ready for, then what the fuck do you do? Then how the fuck do you go about your day or organizing something or being ready to do something new or being able to finally prep for something that you have been working your life for, you've been working your ass off for, or you've been organizing, you know, or making time for, you know, or training for, like I said, that's another one. That's a really good comparison too, on top of that. But did we mention, dude, we're already two minutes into the show and we didn't even drop any plugs, ladies and gentlemen. So wherever you're joining us today for this episode of True Speech with the King, as always, as your host, as I said, Gabriel Hernandez, dude, we speak nothing but the truth, entertainment, we like to keep you guys updated, and we weren't gonna miss this weekend. Mind you, I would probably return a couple days ago, but I didn't. But hey, we've been doing it consistently. We've been back to back. So let's not waste any time here and, drop those handles, baby. We're live on Instagram. We got Instagram, baby. Follow us on Instagram, GTheKing_official, threads. If you got threads as well, anybody been going on threads lately? I don't know, man. I personally use Instagram, threads, Snapchat. I just signed back into TikTok today, looking at that while I was stoned, dude. I don't know what the fuck this weed's called, but it does get you stoned. The bag that it's in says like some birthday cake or something like that. It's not birthday cake because it was like an indica and a hybrid and I believe a sativa. Like there's things I don't mind. There's things people do mind. There's people that have mass OCD that don't mix certain things with other things like that. I don't like the kinds of weed that makes you sit in the couch. Indica, is that like code word for in the couch? Indica, in the couch. I don't like to be in the couch, man. I want to be able to like move around and still be able to positively think while I'm out and about or doing whatever. Because like, I like to use my energy wisely. Like, I don't like to sleep at night. I don't like the idea of human beings having to sleep. But in reality, no sleep can kill you. No sleep is terrible for your mind, especially if you're someone like me that I like to pride myself on my energy, my mind, my brain, the way my brain's operating. Because if I'm like, for example, if I'm half asleep, man, if I'm half asleep, my input / output will be fucked up. My input and output won't be accurate. It won't be nearly as sharp. And for it not to be sharp is a mass problem. Is that a fucking bee? Are we about to get stung here live on True Speech? Oh, fuck no. Fuck that shit. Get the fuck away, you faggot. By the way, can we say faggot or nigger on X and not get silenced? I don't know if you get like a suspension or some shit like that. We get our tweets flagged that they could be offensive or some shit. But like thou, thus thou, who is our words offensive to? Punk motherfuckers? Softies? People that can't handle the truth? We are entitled to our own opinions on things. We are entitled to be able to discuss things, speak our mind, whether it's stupid or not. Everybody has a right to their opinion. Yeah, I mean, I can't sit here and pretend that I'm 100% okay with everyone's opinions of me or the way I am or the way things are or their stances on this or their stances on politics or their thoughts on this or that. I don't give a fuck what anyone else thinks about stuff. I give a fuck what I think about it. Not being ignorant or nothing like that. I mean, obviously, everyone has to go somewhere for their knowledge. They have to go somewhere for role models. They have to go somewhere for trying to follow or look at someone that they can follow. And, you know, like people they look up to, like public figures, celebrities, anybody that motivates you, anybody that gets you up out of the morning, anybody that you listen to on your podcast, or listen to on a podcast, if it is a podcast, if it's a TV show, if it's a... Maybe if it's a TV show, a movie, mainly podcasts, because podcasts are probably the most informative and stuff like that. And people can really sit down and think about things and talk about things in real time, having real time conversations with people and being able to talk about these kinds of things is important. It's very important. It's important to have a voice. It's important to be able to persuade people. But mind you, ladies and gentlemen, this can't come with some L's. This can't come with some mass casualties on the side. Because free speech and the truth and having a voice massively, if you thought it wasn't under attack, it is under attack. Especially after the latest debacle in the news about the, was it the guy, the founder of, what the fuck was it called? Let me look this shit up. Let's see. It was a dude, the guy that was a founder and the CEO of the encrypted, uncensored Telegram platform. He was arrested in France. And he was arrested because he refused to censor his platform. He's the founder, he's the CEO, sole controller, sole person that decides what the fuck happens, the guidelines, and everything that happens with this app. If we don't want the people to be censored, we don't want people to be censored. Now, mind you, how is that a bad thing? How exactly is that a bad thing? If you sit back and think about it. how the hell is the truth a bad thing? The truth, let me just tell you, the truth shall set you all free. The truth is something people hide from. The truth is things that people are deem unbelievable or unreal, or they make up every single excuse in the world to why that's not fact. Some people live off soul facts. Some people just go off of whatever the fuck they see first. They go off the first news headlines. And it's just like, dude, what you can't just believe whatever you see. Depending on whatever it is that you're going through. My God. Yeah, you can't just go off of like the first headline. I mean, like, the reason why is, like, you go off the first headline, which is something that the media is very prone to doing. Well, people, the media does it. They create the headlines and stuff. They create the headlines because they know stupid people are going to look at it and, oh, what did Trump do? Or what happened this way? Or why did this happen the way it happened? And it's like, well, dude, they're believing the first thing they read. And this is a common thing with haters, man. Haters, they're going to find people that are trying to degrade you, take you down, silence whatever it is that you have got to say. And this happens, and it has happened quite frequently with some of our most influential people that break down. More so, the way I'm referring to is what happens in government. What the government's doing. The people, the United States of America, our people, our country, yes, there's a lot of corruption going on in multiple different countries, and trafficking is amongst the highest rated crime, probably the biggest crime, second to rape and stuff like that, and child endangerment and all that, and all the gist and everything listed. That's something that happens, and the media is completely silent about it. The media is owned, operated, and cured by the higher ups. When all this stuff happens, when everything that goes on with Trump happens, when everything that happens with just everything that happens, all the terrorist attacks, you know, the mass decisions made in the Oval Office, dude, just everything that goes on. Now, we're not going to jump big into conspiracies here like that, and not everything's a conspiracy. That's very damn true, but there is some shit that is right. There's accuracy in a lot of things, and going back to what we were just saying about media and the stuff, the media is told by a higher up. There's no confirmed reading of who it is or any specific person or anything like that that can confirm nor deny it, but it's obvious, dude. Every boss has a boss. There's always a higher up person for everything and everybody that you know of. So your boss is boss. Your boss is boss. There's someone controlling the higher up. So say, for example, like a fucking convenience store or a management group. For example, McDonald's. Right, McDonald's, say you got a big city like a Los Angeles. How many McDonald's are in Los Angeles? How many McDonald's are in Los Angeles County? And how many, out of 10 of them, it could be like 3 of them that are owned by one management company, while you grab another 3 McDonald's restaurants individually that are owned by this country. I'm just not this country, excuse me. This management group. And then you got the other 3 that are owned by a different management group. Go a couple cities up, a couple cities further. It's management groups everywhere. There's not every single McDonald's. There's one CEO of McDonald's that they all run under. that's all the mass boss for them. But the CEOs have bosses, the investors, the parts we don't know about. Yeah, pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, every boss has a boss, and there's always someone overseeing something. Everything that goes on in this world, from the elections to everybody in Congress, the governments, what about this part? Who controls where the money goes? U.S. government, your president, your state elected officials that don't truly give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about nobody. There's nothing to give a fuck about except funding their own pockets. Not on top of funding their own pockets, they have to do the work that makes them the money. And the higher ups, the elites, the demigods, or whatever the fuck you want to call them, the it's not, it's Hollywood, the Hollywood pedophile ring is real. All those creepy directors, the Harvey Weinsteins, all these weird fucks, Dan Schneider, Brian Tuck. I mean, there's probably more fucking weirdos. Steven Spielberg's on the list. There's like a mass list of all the pedophiles or alleged pedophiles and everybody who's on the list that has visited Pedophile Island, known as Epstein Island, for anybody that doesn't know. Google Epstein Island and tell me what you think about it. And yeah, if you care about your children, if you care about what they see on TV, on their phones, on TikTok, and it's not just the children, but women and men, also trafficked. But what I'm referring to is our people. Our people, the media is absolutely twisting things, twisting, turning, and dividing people. They're dividing us. They're dividing us in a form of where, in a form of it. Some people refuse to be divided. Some people refuse to be censored. Some people refuse to have their voices blocked. You know, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, and Jordan Peterson. My gosh, there's a long list of people, man. President Trump, one of the biggest ones. I mean, election interference, fraudulent votes, a corrupt government. I mean, we live in an America. We live in an America, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say it one more fucking time. We live in an America where illegal immigrants prosper over its United States citizen. We live in a place where rape and child molestation, pedophilic based and generated behavior is tolerated, allowed. What's up with all the freaky teachers wanting to fuck kids? I swear I see that shit like every other fucking newspaper, on every other fucking news cycle on Instagram. Someone in a different fucking part of the United States is in trouble. The recent one was some teacher got in trouble or some shit for kissing on some kid in fifth grade or some shit like that. There's pedophiles everywhere, man. And not just men and men, but there's also women, man. The cycle never changes. It's men and women are both toxic to this environment. It's not just men. It's not just creepy men pedophiles or any creepy men weirdos or just any men that are making all these decisions. It's old people in suits. Old white people in suits that make all of our decisions, but these are the corrupted elected officials. They're the corrupted elected officials, and they're under one oath. And they're serving whomever the bosses are. They're serving them, and they're doing their due diligence. They're doing their job. They're doing the duty. They're doing what they are told to do. No one knows what happens behind closed doors in the government. Why do you think so many people are struggling throughout the America? Inflation, price hikes, gas prices, not to mention the billions and billions, and as Trump says, billions and billions of dollars sent over to other countries when we are in debt. We are in debt, and we're giving money away to other people. And I don't understand how that works. I'm thinking in my head, I'm just like, dude, how? My God, dude, what the fuck? God damn, that is beauty. But what I was saying, I seen something, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you like our show, if you like our stream, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to follow us. We're available everywhere. You get your shows available on Amazon Music, Spotify Podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. No matter which one, True Speech with the King is available everywhere. You'll get your shows exclusively, like I said, on Amazon Music. Back to what we were saying. Let's take a hit real quick before we forget this shit, though. This is a really fucking good topic, though. I mean, dude, all the money we're giving away to Ukraine. United States and the United States, Ukraine, Israel. That seems to be a hot topic. Israel. Why was Trump standing by a bunch of Israeli flags and American flags the other day? Dude, Israel is a big topic, so let me get back to my point. United States of America, Ukraine, and everywhere, though. Paris, too. Just think, everywhere the Olympics are held, children are trafficked. Japan, mass trafficking. United States, mass trafficking. Ukraine, mass trafficking. Mexico, trafficking is a must. And not just a must, but a absolute cesspool of traffics. Like, dude, if in and out of the United States, from the United States to other countries, from those countries to other countries. And, dude, people are put up for auction like fucking cows. Like cattle. Women are raped. Children are molested, sold, touched inappropriately. It gets covered up. Media doesn't say a thing about any of those fucking things that I just mentioned. Trafficking, the countries doing it, the people behind it. All these people you call your leaders and people that you believe in or love or support are all pedophiles. I mean, if you think about most music artists, most public figures, you don't see any of the fuck faces getting censored. You don't see any fuck faces. I mean, obviously, it's people specifically in the music industry. All the artists in the music industry, dude, I am stoned to the bone, man. Can you believe it? Stoned to the bone on this episode? Dude, we are back here on this episode. But yeah, man. Dude, all the fucking people in the music industry are all pedophiles. I mean, I could have seen that for Jimmy Kimmel and stuff. Jimmy Kimmel, what's the other fuckface's name? He played in the Taxi movie with Queen Latifah. Is that Jimmy Kimmel? All those fuck faces, all those Tonight Show people. But the ones that are the ones who educate us, it's not just about the people on television. It's everything from the people behind your favorite TV shows, you know, from clothing brands to what they represent, from the television shows to the movies, from the music you listen to, the movies you watch, the artists you follow, is all controlled. Everything has its seasons. Meaning, what do I mean by everything has its seasons? It means that you see this trending artist for this stupid shit that they do on TikTok, or this stupid shit that they go about that makes them popular, that people think they're funny from, that gains a lot of views, though. That's the thing. So we're going to go into shift into another way media and everything's pushed from in a way it is pushed. All the influencers, all the people that do dumb shit on the internet and record themselves doing it to either get themselves arrested, or someone pulls up a tweet you said 10 years ago and they try to cancel you in the future because you're right about something, or you joked about something, or people want to tie you to something and try so bad to go after people who are influential and good people based off of past mistakes. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that anybody is perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I'm pretty sure I've said some horrible things on the internet before, but the internet doesn't ever delete. You can't delete anything, dude. Anything said, people screenshot it immediately, especially if you're a high-profiled, a highly prolific figure. It's important. It's great. It's something that is controlled, like I said. So going back to what we were just saying, the music artist, who's the most popular, who gets the people talking. I know we're not 100% politics here, but Trump, I hate having to use it consistently as a reference. By the way, this neighborhood has a bunch of Trump signs, Trump vans. I don't see any Kamala signs out here. Perfect prime example right there. The voting. People vote. We talked about this a while ago. People will vote and use their hatred in a way when they vote. Oh, I hate this motherfucker so much that I'm going to vote for the other party, who may not even be any better. All these guys are doing are talking when they're in front of those large crowds and Trump's getting shot at, allegedly. And you got all these people at these rallies there to support these presidential candidates or these elected officials. And, you know, oh, vote for this person and that person and this person for Congress. And they get elected. And you got all these dumb fucks who are elected. And they're the people that are in power over whatever state you're in. Whatever state you're in, whatever city, there's mayors and stuff, councilmen, councilwomen, you know, government officials. You don't have to be directly in the, when you work for the government, the teachers, social workers, there's so many elected officials. There's all these people that are government-based workers. That's where the 401k shit comes in. That's where pension plans and retirement bullshit all comes in. Yeah, they're all government-based officials. But behind closed doors, all those elected officials, all those presidential candidates, all these people that were supposed to vote for. So all this one person is going to make everything better. You mean to tell me that this one person is going to make everything better in America? They're going to drop the prices. We're going to have good gas. Gas prices are never going to hike. Everybody's going to make a good enough money. This is all going to work in rotation. You mean to tell me if I vote for Kamala Harris that everything's going to go to normal? Kids aren't going to be still raped. Pedophilic based behavior is going to be allowed. Reduced sentences. Someone who gets a traffic ticket or marijuana violation or something far less severe and less endangering. So you're telling me that someone who does something far less endangering and something so outlandishly stupid gets more time than the pedophile? 2 months in jail. Someone assault and battery. Say like, for example, the Cain Velasquez situation. Any of you guys remember Cain Velasquez? The former UFC, if you're in the UFC MMA, pro wrestling, you know, he was into pro wrestling before he was when he was finished in the UFC, and he, you know, had that little stint in WWE and did some luchador wrestling as well, pro wrestling in Mexico or whatever it is. I think, was it in Mexico? I don't remember. The Cain Velasquez situation. Okay, so this is a prime example. So the guy who Cain was driving after, shooting at prolifically, he was shooting at a guy that allegedly molested his son at daycare. Another prime place where children are trafficked and abused substantially by the workers and stuff there. Government officials, too. All these elected officials and stuff. So the Cain Velasquez situation, before we get too off topic. He was shooting at the guy driving away with him and his relatives. They're accused. The guy, I think it's Harry or Henry Gallarty or something like that. Situation, just to kind of touch base and tell you guys what it is about the situation and all that. So he was driving after him. He was shooting at him in a car, and, you know, obviously there's laws and stuff like that. Velasquez got pulled over or whatever it is. I don't know how the fucking situation turned out afterwards originally, but, you know, Velasquez was on his way to serving a life sentence. Meanwhile, Velasquez is in jail for shooting at a pedophile who molested his son and had been molesting other children at that same daycare. So he gets a slap on the wrist. Pedophiles get a slap on the wrist. They're still continue and still able to work around children. Not just children. Oh, fucking shit balls. What the fuck was that? That was a motherfucking bee. Pedophile still able to work around children. Still warranted to work around children. And allowed. The thing is, they're allowed. Why are they allowed to work around children? Because the world's a fucked up place, man. It's a fucked place to live in. And children trafficking is the top tier crime in the world. And all the things that they have wrong with the fucking world. All the fucking things that they have wrong in the fucking world. But the most important things in their eyes are having flags for the gay people so they can feel accepted by the world. But all these people getting turned into faggots because of media. The media twists and turns everything because of the narratives. Everything said, everything that's been pushed and talked about, whether from their changing their curriculum in school, from what they're promoting on televisions, all the cartoons, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, you know, talking more about sexuality, the LGBTQ community. We never talked about that shit in school. in kindergarten, or any other forms of school, like, you know, kindergarten, K through 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, dude, I don't think none of this stuff was ever talked about. All the narratives, all the different stuff they talk about, you know, they want to make LGBTQ IATVXXCRV. They want all these people to feel accepted. Well, what about the people that don't fucking like people? What about the people that just don't give a fuck about it? What about the people that just simply like women? There's two races. Excuse me, there's not two races, there's two genders. And that's the reality of it. There shouldn't be a name for someone who wants to be a woman. In reality, just the simple nature of the ball game. You are not a man if you turn into a man. A woman is a woman because you are biologically born a woman. There's no way in hell that you could just magically be a man. I can't wake up one day and become a woman. There's a reason why. You can't. It's impossible. Men can't have babies either. It's impossible, dude. All this is impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible, and it's just there's no way in hell. And for people to believe that you can, a man can't have a baby. Anybody that believes that, you are a part of the problem. You are a part of the reason why. You are a part of the reason why the world's a fucked up place. And you are part of the people that need to get their heads cut off or thrown off a bridge. I'm just like, dude, come on. How the hell does that work? And it's like, dude, I don't get how it works. It's just something that's pushed. So it's the way that everybody's thinking about stuff now. That they're thinking about it. They want to do it because everyone else is doing it. Because everyone else is talking about it. Because people want to feel like they're accepted or need to be accepted. But in reality, dude, it's like, you don't need to go anywhere and be accepted. You just need to be yourself everywhere you go. You don't need to fit in. You don't need to do anything extracurricular to do anything about fitting in. You don't need to fit in anywhere. You got to just be yourself everywhere you go. Because if you do, I mean, I find it more or less stressful than anything. It's less stressful to do whatever the fuck you want, be whatever the fuck you want, wear whatever the fuck you want. And obviously, there's standards and stuff when it comes to certain specifics and stuff. But overall, dude, no, nobody should feel judged. Nobody should feel anti-whatever. I mean, obviously, people don't like what they don't like. Not everybody is the same. Not everybody is different. Everybody's different. Everybody's the same. And you got dumb fucks and dumb fucks. There is categories of people. Don't get me wrong. There's dumbasses. And there's people that speak smart. There's people that are quiet. There's people that aren't involved. I mean, there's categories of people, man. You got outspoken people that you can talk to that you feel like you've known for forever just by talking for 1 hour. It feels like you know them forever. And you got people that are hard to open up to. Dude, there's a lot of people. I'm not here to break down all the fucking categories of the people that we have around. I just try to educate the people and tell the people about what's going on in the world. That's the nature of where this podcast comes from, ladies and gentlemen. That's the nature. That's the reasoning behind it. That's what gets us here and motivates us every single time we're here. I mean, not just the simple fact of me educating people or talking to people or just talking on a podcast. You know, you don't get to directly see me or anything like that, but you do get to enjoy the experience. You do get to sit and relax and talk and, you know, think about new things. Think about things going on in the world. There's a lot going on in the world, man. There is a lot of things going on in the world. But as we were just saying, let's get back to what we were talking about. All the stuff being pushed, everything, the narratives, everybody pushing the wrong thing. So we could talk about everything that's going on in the world, but you truly never know what's going on in the world unless you actually do your research, unless you absolutely look at the facts behind things. You know, I want to absolutely look at everything I'm doing so I can be 100% aware. Now, there is nothing wrong with wanting to be aware. There is nothing wrong with wanting to have enough information. You know, the media doesn't give you all your information. That's the thing. At least the news doesn't give you all your information. The media does. There's a lot of media sources are people that are very influential, that are very awakened, and report real news. But it's not seen sometimes. But in fact, it's been covered up. It's been something that just people, they don't want people to know what the fuck's going on. They don't want people to know. They don't want people to be able to prepare. They don't want people knowing the reality of it. What the fuck is so bad about knowing more of the people you idolize are alleged pedophiles or pedophiles and or part of a Masonic cult? Dude, do you know how many racist churches based, Nazi based around this area that I've seen since I've been here? Dude, this is a racist camp. Those people breathe the word nigger at night. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Mexicans. Mexicans. No, I'm just kidding. For real, so reality, dude. They either don't like Mexicans or they don't like African-American people. However, if you're white, you prosper. I mean, that's not how it is anymore. Now, if you look at it, the present, or, you know, soon to be former president, Biden, ever since fucking Biden's been in office, dude, he's been pushing all these narratives. So the gays can feel love. So if you're Israel, if you're Israeli, you're not deemed a terrorist. Or if you're Muslim, you're not deemed a terrorist. And Black Lives Matter. They have all this, all these things that people are trying to put in play to be accepted from. Like, they want to be accepted. They got all these groups of so many different types of people. How about we just put our head back and say a bunch of different fuck faces and different fucking groups. So they have different people in groups. They have all these people that are different types of the same people, but they're different. Like, they're different. They're in different forms. They all support the same kind of groups, entities. They're things that people, you know, they cherish. You know, I don't know. There are people that are all in the same types of groups, and they're same supporters and all that different stuff. And, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, we may not support those groups, but those people do. Yeah, there's all these different groups. I mean, there's gays, there's the gangsters, there's the nerds. They got, I don't know, fucking rock stars. The, what's it called? Like, what's it called? Like the emo people and stuff. I don't know. There's so much groups of different type of people, man. But like, you just gotta like fit into your group. You gotta fit into where you fit best. But one thing for sure you can't do is you can't just don't feel like you shouldn't belong somewhere. You just go anywhere and everywhere and be exactly who you think you should be. There's no reason you shouldn't. I believe that people should be who the fuck they want to be. You shouldn't have to look to a group or feel like you need to seek acceptance from someone. Who the fuck are we trying to seek acceptance from? There's no point. There's no one higher than us. There's no one better. Everyone has their dirty laundry, their dirty secrets. There's no one grand master or grand way of doing something in the world. We're all fucking stupid in a lot of ways, and we all make mistakes. And we all go about doing things the way we should go about doing things. There ain't a perfect way to doing anything, man. There is no perfect way. There's no unique way to do anything. There's the right way or the wrong way. Or, more famously, the way that works for you. But certain things may not work for one person. But then again, there's things that will work for another person. You just got to find your you. You got to find what works for you. You got to find what's beneficial for you. You got to find out what is the most, the most beneficial and the most, I'm not going to fucking say easiest way, because nothing in life's easy. It's not. If you want it to be easy, then you might as well not fucking do it. If you expect it to be easy, you aren't going to have a good time. People think certain things or have ideas about things. Those are ideas, ladies and gentlemen. Those are ideas until you put pen to paper and you make it happen. Otherwise, they're just stupid-ass ideas, theories, and things that you may not work. May not work, things that you may think work that don't, that go horribly wrong, and or you just get a swift slap in the face, or you get a swift reality check. You get a swift reality check, you get a swift kick to the face, and your realisticness comes out of it, and the shit gets smacked out of you. And you know what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. Okay. That's what should happen. Hey, reality checks happen sometimes, man. You gotta accept it. You either accept it or pussy out, or you don't, or you use it to motivate yourself to be better. Nobody, like I was just saying a few minutes ago, there's no golden grand way to do anything. We just find what works for us. We find what's most beneficial. But we find what we're most comfortable being uncomfortable with. I know that's going to deem me to say, well, you can't be comfortable. Well, I don't want it to be comfortable. I want to be the most uncomfortably comfortable I can be. I want to, my mind. The mind is what gets people through most things in life. The mind. The mind, body, soul, physicals are one thing. But dude, I was just telling Julie this the other day. Yeah, sex and all that, it's all fine and dandy. Touching a person, someone's ass, someone's body can amuse someone, but that's only for the physical side. But what I was just telling her, dude, is that when you learn to love someone or know someone from deeply within, like the spiritual side itself, and from within, dude, there's no going back. There's no way, no other way to, what's it called? There's no other way to undo that. Once you're that deep in, man, there's no going back when it comes to that. It's the right way to do things, but everyone has their right way of doing things. And sometimes if you look at it from the realistic point, dude, it's not your way is fucking stupid. But that's for other people to understand. If they don't want to believe the truth, if they want to read the first news headline, like if they want to read the first news headline they see, and they want to believe the first thing they ever see when it comes to a news headline on something they may not like, then so be it, man. That's not our problem. You know, our problem is to worry about the things that go wrong, not the things that aren't wrong. So you want to read whatever headline it is you want to read first, by all means. I'm going to read through the headlines. I'm going to actually read the article, and I'm going to actually see what actually is said before it's said. Like, you watch interviews or watch a Trump interview, and someone picks and pulls different parts from the interview, and they make up a whole bunch of bullshit with the headlines. It's not the way to do it. But it's a I can't say the word right, prolific way. It's the way, and it's the day and age and generation, and it's the world we're living in. Like it or fucking not. It is the world we're living in. We must prepare. We must be together. We must join together as a truth community. Dude, the truth is what sets you free. So if you don't like the truth, fuck off, fuck you, and get the fuck up out of my face. If you don't like the truth, you're a sorry ass bitch. The truth gets censored, but we must do our best to ensure that we keep the truth alive. There's nothing that any of these people say are bad. It's just they tell you the real truth about people's evil ways, people's evil intentions, the way that their truthfulness behind things. And their true and in fact and accurate intentions. Like, we tell people about the dumb shit that goes on in the world. We tell people about the realisticness behind it. We tell people about the things, these people you glorify aren't people you should be glorifying. We want to tell you about what's actually happening in the world, Israel, and what's actually going on, the things that matter. The things that are actually going on, not things that don't need to be worried about. Like that fiasco at the Olympics. My God. What the fuck was that performance? Who the fuck was that fat bitch trying to be Barbara Bush, trying to be gay Jesus or something? Shit. Get the fuck out of here with all that. That's all that stuff, so much bullshit. All of it's bullshit. Children being trafficked, women being raped, people being sold. Dude, the world's a fucked place. We gotta unfuck it. The only way we do that is by keeping the truth alive. And that's the only way we can prosper. That's the only way we can really nurture the people's soul when it feels like things aren't the way they should be. When they aren't ways that they should transpire. When things don't work the way we want them to work, you got to find your narrative. You got to find your key. You got to rotate it. You got to flip through these things. You got to find your way. No matter what fucking way you got to go, you just got to go your way. You got to stay on top of the news. You got to find your own news. You got to break down your own news. You got to really, really be on top of how you receive your news. Don't just limit your sources. Just because you may have not heard of one reporter or something doesn't mean you limit your resources, dude. That's what makes Twitter excellent. By the way, follow me on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. X.com/GTKingOfficial and True Speech Pod on Instagram and Twitter. G the King with two G's. Official on TikTok as well. I'm on TikTok, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to do some TikTok scrolling after this. But I think we've laid our truth speech down for today. No pun intended, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have some fucking morning steak. That's what I'm going to have for breakfast is some steak, baby. Some motherfucking steak. While getting prolifically stoned here on this episode, episode 514 of True Speech with the King. It's Gabriel Hernandez signing off here, motherfuckers. Today was a real fun episode. I really, really, really enjoyed it. Time flies when you're having fun, dude. That was probably one of our longer shows, but one of our best ones for sure. So we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. Don't miss us too much, dude. We're going to blow this one the fuck up and put it where it matters, man. Because the more links you put out and stuff, like when you promote your show or whatever it is you call it. What the fuck's wrong with you? And stuff like that, you know, I don't know, what the, some fucking weird ass fucking... But, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back next week, I promise. Don't miss me too much, ladies and gentlemen, because it's absolutely... Truth Speech season. Dude, I can't believe we're already through another month. I cannot believe it. But we're gonna have to believe it because, dude, what an episode. Thanks to all for tuning, who are tuning into this, who tuned in for today's show. Thanks for all that tune in regularly every single episode that we get here, ladies and gentlemen. And regardless of the topics, we spread nothing but the truth. We spread nothing but the truth. Dude, there's nothing wrong with what we got to say. As we said, free speech is under attack, and we got to do our best to make sure we keep that intact. Channeling our inner Dr. Seuss. I got my thing one and thing two, thing one. T-shirt from Walmart that came with like a beanie or some shit like that. So, yeah, that was a funny thing to say after my little Dr. Seuss rhyme. But, anyways, guys, we gotta get out of here. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.